The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Howdy, friends, and join us now live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at U.S. Bank Stadium for another episode of the Super Awesome Football Show.
Hey, everybody. This here is Skeeter Millett.
And this here is Duane Millett.
And today's we's coming to you live from Super Bowl 52. And the big star here is Duane. It is goddamn cold out here.
Dang, it's cold out here, Skeeter.
I'm serious. I think I'm freezing to death. It's ridiculous.
It's about minus 50 degrees below zero out here.
Shoot. Minus 51. If your dumb ass hadn't locked the goddamn keys in the truck,
mate,
we could be in there right now doing this with the heat on.
You was driving. How am I going to lock keys
in the
truck?
Go on ahead, Duane.
You know,
I done told you to grab the key. I said I had to take a leak.
Never mind. Forget about it.
Duane. It is shaping up to be a real shit Super Bowl for me this year with two teams that I just can't stand.
Well, me too, Skeeter. I hate them Eagles and I hate them damn Patriots. But it don't matter because it doesn't look like this here stadium is about to collapse.
No, they built it like that.
Like that? Dang. Don't nobody up here on a level?
I don't know. But it do look all crooked and whatnot.
Dang.
Anyway, Duane, this here Super Bowl sucks. And you know why?
Because we're going to freeze to death?
Well, yeah, there's that. But God, Zone Dallas Cowboys ain't even playing.
Oh, hell yes, Skeeter. That's a good Cowboys.
Yeah, you right out here.
God dang it, it's cold out here.
Hum, hum.
Bang Radio.
I am very happy to be here.
Oh, put stop it.
You like that?
Once you go deck, you don't go back.
Deck, deck, deck.
He's Jesus, bro.
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. With Scrumble?
This is football.
I've had it with sucking.
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
For the first time in 13 years, the Eagles are headed for the Super Bowl at a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52.
Down 20-10. Tom Brady and the Pats have come back. He drops to the knee. On this, the 24th anniversary of the day Robert Kraft purchased the Patriots. And they're bound for Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis. Patriots 24. And the Jaguars 20.
This announcement of the Philadelphia Eagles heading to the Super Bowl brought to you by Burger King. Burger King. Brazier.
Oh, wait, that was Dairy Queen, right?
Yeah, Dairy Queen's the Brazier.
Right. Flame Grill. I can't even remember what Burger King's fucking.
Oh, flame broiling beats frying.
There you go. That's what it is. And anything beats the Eagles and the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
It's horrible.
Well.
You know what I've been subjected to all week long? Right here. I'm going to run right over there on Twitter page. Oh, look. Here's a picture of a steaming pile of shit from from our buddy Joe over at Bandit Max. Actually, it looks like an Eagles flag, but I can see what it really is.
I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 322. And coming up, we should just stop talking about it, John.
Honestly, it's all our fault.
Right. What's a passant?
A passant, isn't that the thing that comes out of a woman after she finishes giving birth, and sometimes people eat it and you go, ew, what kind of weirdo are you?
Oh, no. That's the, oh, God. What?
That's the placenta. Oh, no, that's the placenta. In France, that's what you call
yes.
it. The placenta.
Yeah. All right, we've also got Gronk's public service announcement. Michael Irvin has a message for you people.
Oh, I'm so excited about that.
And it's not my fault. It's the playoffs.
Of course.
Yeah.
And it's not my fault either. I don't know what the playoffs look like.
But before we get to anything, John, you have a new quarterback. Go.
That's right, Tom. Well, I got to tell you, we have exponentially upgraded at the position of quarterback, Tom. Oh, my God. You know what? I didn't see the news. It happened something like, 6:45?
But I didn't. I was tired. I went to bed early. I got up the next day, and our Facebook page is going nuts. The Twitter feed is going nuts. Everybody's laughing at me, wanting to know what the hell. They're telling Max, just put a camera on him. Just put a camera. Just put your phone camera on him. Video whatever he does. And I got to tell you, first thing, you would have been very happy to see it, because I was exactly what you might have thought. They did what? Oh, my God!
Oh, I knew that. I knew you right. were out of your mind.
Well, you know, what it is, you know me, I want Kirk Cousins. I want Kirk Cousins to stay here, right?
I understand.
Right. So this, to me, is like, this is when you actually walk in and see them together. Oh, God, this is really happening. So you, right? The only thing that really bugs me about the whole deal is that we lost Kendall Fuller, because Cousins was leaving anyway. That was a foregone conclusion, so... You know, we got to work on a quarterback for the future, but we got somebody that'll tide us over for 2 years and teach a young boy what to do, I guess. But Fuller's a player, though, man.
So Alex Smith, if you haven't heard, I don't know why you wouldn't have heard, but Alex Smith, quarterback of the Chiefs, traded to the Redskins for a third round pick and your DB
Kendall Fuller,
yeah. who's just about to hit his prime.
He is hitting his prime. So all you guys that like the Raiders, all you guys that like the Broncos, all you guys that like the Chargers, you best watch this dude, because he'll take balls away, man. He gets right out in front of him, take balls away. He'll take routes away, and he diagnoses plays quick.
Yeah, he's a hawk.
He is good.
And
that's
so
the killer
obviously,
for me right there.
Kirk Cousins is gone. We've heard Denver's rolling out the red carpet, and the Cleveland Browns. I told you, John.
The Jets are rolling out the carpet, too. I mean, the Jets are, like, really making a play. They can't do anything yet, because they can't do anything until, what, March 15th, March 14th, something like that?
Right.
Yeah. So, there's still some people in Washington going, the trade isn't even finished yet. They can't even ratify it yet. Don't worry, everything's going to work out.
Well, the thing is nobody has more money to spend than the Browns.
Hello, Cleveland! Hello, Cleveland!
Right.
But you see, Kirk Cousins says it's not about the money, Tom. He says it's about trying to win, and he'll do anything that it takes to win, which I do believe. I do think that's why I like him. I think he will. He's exactly what you want in a quarterback. But if it ain't about the money, okay, he got a low-ball offer in 2015 and then never responded. When you negotiate, aren't you supposed to throw out a low-ball first?
Yes.
And then the other guy responds, and that's where you know in the middle of somewhere in there is where you're going to figure it out.
There you go. You get mad at Kirk, and that'll make you feel better.
Well, you know what? Fuck him, man. Goddamn Jesus, boy.
Oh,
I don't like that.
God. We've been,
I don't like it at all.
Well, we've been,
I don't like the fact that he's going to be gone. I just hope that he's not in the NFC. He goes someplace where he's going to fail miserably, and I can feel better.
We've been talking. It unfolded as we discussed it unfolding. I mean, for the past over a year now, we've been talking about the Redskins are going to screw this up. Yep, they've done screwed it up. It's a mess now. It's
they
all
screwed up 2 years
and
ago.
And we knew it. And it was like we went through the season as if nothing was happening, but the inevitable was coming.
Right. So, you know, there's a lot of people around right now that are crowing because they think that, you know, the fact that this team that was all third stringers practically for most of the season went 7-9, and that's all you're ever going to get out of Kirk Cousins. I don't think we've seen his ceiling. But
oh, no.
What they ended up doing was take a situation that they had shit all over, and they made a little bit of a pie out of it and got at least somebody that can play right now. We're not going into the season with Colt McCoy, and I'll say that knowing, as soon as I do, that fucking Alex Smith is going to fall down an escalator and fucking bust up his knee.
With his $71 million guaranteed dollars. Now, it'll be interesting to see if another team gives Kirk at least that much guaranteed.
I heard that Denver's going to give him something like $280 million guaranteed.
What? No, come on. All right. Enough of that.
Yeah.
All right. So,
fuck it.
So Super Bowl Sunday coming up here, and NBC has the game, right?
NBC. Yeah, they do. They've got, they've got Al Michaels is going to do the game with
Yeah, and Collinsworth, of course. I like Michaels because Michaels will get into the prop bets, and we'll get to those coming up a little bit later, but he'll get in and mess with the prop bets. We've heard him do it before.
Yes, you know? We have.
Cause him to go one way or the other.
You know what I like about Al Michaels? How he says ball. How do you say ball? Say ball.
Ball?
Ball. You know ball. How Al Michaels says ball?
How?
Bull.
Bull.
Bull. It's a bull. Yes.
Bull.
It's a bull. The bull is at the 45-yard line. Listen to it.
Never touched their genitals.
Right.
See, this is like, sometimes I like to do this. I like to take a song that everybody likes and point out flaw in it, and that's all they ever hear forever and ever and ever. So a lot. Well, when you're watching the game on Sunday, you'll hear him. And Brady's got the pool.
All right, so here's the thing with NBC. No Bob Costas on anything. No pregame, no nothing.
I'm all broke up about it, Tom. I really am. It's almost I look like I've been crying and I've had pink eye at the Olympics.
Good riddance, f*** face.
Yeah. So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Right.
What?
I don't even remember where you got those. Where'd they come from?
Oh, he was reading something. He was quoting something. I think it was like email or some texting or I don't know, but you know.
That's right.
Rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds.
We won't hear any of that on NBC this year.
Nope, not he's prepping for the Olympics.
Well, now that's okay. Well, here's a couple things here. First off, from what I understand, they're not having him on because he just knows absolutely nothing about football. But what they're saying is that it was a mutual agreement, although he has come out verbally all upset about the concussions going on.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
He's pissed off about it. He's Mr. Social Warrior.
Oh,
he's Mr.
Yeah.
Social Justice.
Well, and you know that, I just, the whole concussion.
He's entitled.
Good. Look, I get it. I understand it's serious, and I'm not mm-hmm. downplaying that at all. And I know that they can do damage to a person and their, you know, especially in their future. However, the outrage over this in the NFL is what drives me crazy, because here you've got guys who know the risk, as we've talked about, and they get paid millions and millions of dollars for that risk. But where's the outrage for policemen and firemen who put their line put their lives on the line every day and don't get paid nearly as much as these guys get paid?
God dang, Daytona's coming up, baby. Let's go down a racetrack and watch a bunch of them drive around a car 200 fucking miles an hour until one of them hits a wall. God damn, look, none of them got in an accident. That NFL's bad for you, though.
Just think about loggers, roofers, iron and steel workers. I mean, these are dangerous jobs, and these guys aren't making $17 million a year, but nobody's crying for them.
But they are all the best gay parties, all you lumberjacks and steelworkers out there. A big Bang Radio Hour salute.
I just, you know, it's like, come on, man, really?
Everybody's got something to bitch about, and everything becomes, this is something I've been wanting to say all week long, because it ties right into the fucking, the championships. Nobody loses anymore, dude. If you lose now, unless you lose like the Vikings, unless there's no question, unless you completely fucking like the Vikings did, when you get your ass hammered like the Vikings did, hello to all our Vikings fans out there, that's how you lose. Because if you don't, you got cheated. Somebody cheated.
Yep.
It was rigged. It was against you. God damn it. I see more people now with this rigged shit. You idiots. You idiots.
I know.
I know that our listeners are not that stupid, but there's people in your office that are. So right now, turn this up. Ready? Hey, you think the NFL is rigged? You might as well get a tattoo that says idiot right on your forehead.
There's no reason to rig it.
Well, you, dude, honestly, the best way to keep a secret that's been going on for 50 years is to have tens of thousands of employees that would have to know almost every bit of it to make it work. And none of them talk. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, here, Robert Kraft talked.
This is what I dreamt about as a fan in the stands, just like all of you. And now we have to go to Minnesota and finish the job. Hey, how great are these coaches and players?
They're terrific, boy. I've been telling you, they're awesome.
Let me say. God.
This here is Bill Belichick. Come here, Bill. You're a great guy. just leave Tom Brady's fruity little goddamn dietitian down there. He's not getting up here.
Oh my god!
Could you imagine that? Some if they win, and Tom Brady's dietitian gets up on the stage with his pastel green sweater, with a goddamn scarf around his neck, and white sunglasses, jumping up and down.
Oh, hooray! It's because of the asparagus, Tom.
Oh. Well, now this is great. Okay. Because we didn't have any. I don't know. Maybe it's because it was in Best Of.
What? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Reared its ugly head in Best Of.
Yep.
You know.
You mentioned it in Best Of. You told me, hey, we got a good Best Of. And I almost said, Tom, you didn't put that. And then there it was.
Godzilla.
There it is. The Spyzilla came back because Tom put it in the Best Of. And then all of a sudden, fucking Spagnolo brings it back up and says that the Patriots cheated the Eagles out of the Super Bowl. What was it, 2005?
Four. 2004.
2004?
Yeah, I was actually, you know, they were counting them down. They, you know, on NFL Network, there were the half an hour highlights of the Super Bowls. They play them in order leading up to this. And I was watching it, you know, the 2004. And I'm like, oh, please show McNabb throw up. Come on, I want to see it. And they didn't. They didn't show it. But, you know, I'll never forget that. Him throwing up in, you know, in the Super Bowl.
Right. Right.
And you know, Eagles fans tried to deny it forever. But, like, Deuce Staley came out and told everybody he did it. You know?
Oh, I know. There's video of it.
Oh, I know.
You know. Right. Now, see, I was thinking about this, too. In most Patriots Super Bowls, I mostly remember plays by the other guys. I remember a few plays that the Patriots make when they win, but mostly I remember in that Super Bowl, other than the fact that Donovan Mac fucking puked and the relative humidity was too high and that they were morons and partied all goddamn night with the hotel open, was Terrell Owens just throwing guys like just fucking sacks of flour. He would catch a pass and throw the fucking defensive back like 5 yards.
I've been really sick. I got a cold. I've been just going home.
Right.
And they're in the huddle. T.O.'s like, no, man, we trying to get in the end zone, not home, you stupid ass. It's just over there, 25 yards away.
13-year NFL vet. Super Bowl participant.
I was nauseous. There's a great video of him puking against the Buccaneers.
He
walks up to the line, and I mean, it floods out of his fucking face mask.
I mean, I was confused.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, it was a fart, but it wasn't.
And rightfully so.
Yep.
So I had to take time out.
Okay, so Jake Taffer. Here's Jake Taffer on CNN.
I think I'm going to root for the Eagles because of the Pats and my Atlanta Falcons, and I don't even want to talk about the Super Bowl last year, so let's take
the Patriots
pass
are
down.
Cheaters, Brooke. The Patriots cheat. I mean, this is just a fact as established by investigations. They're a cheating team. I mean, the facts speak for themselves.
There you go, John. And what do you get from that? I don't know. We should just stop talking about it.
You did this. We should get President Trump to open up an investigation. But he won't because those are his buddies. Now you've probably made an enemy in the White House. Way to go. Honestly, you know, they warned us back in the day. They warned us that if it was ever because only because you and me kept talking about it, that's why people would remember and people talk about it. And you did this. You put this in the Best Of that if you haven't listened to yet out there, people, you better go listen to it because this is big. And if we don't show up next week after the Super Bowl, it's because we're dead somewhere.
USA, USA.
Right.
Right. Tom's going to get us killed. Spyzilla's going to trample us. The best thing about it is the crazies don't listen to Jake Tapper anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
He's fake.
Doesn't mean it wasn't true.
That's right. Well, you know what? They're right. There was a great little video this week of Bill Belichick that I'll talk about when we talk about Bill Belichick. Of him talking about Gronkowski. Did you see this? Where the guy asks him, is he going to be able to play? And he's like, well, we'll find out when the injury report comes out on Wednesday. Well, yeah, but what do you think? Is he going to be able to play? Well, on Wednesday, we'll find out when it comes out. The guy asked him one more time, and Belichick got upset. I should have recorded this. I thought you might have had it. And he looks at the guy, and he goes, I'll make sure you get yours first Wednesday when it comes out.
Oh, so
it was pretty good.
That's funny. Oh, I wish I'd have known about that. Yeah, the only thing I had was he laughs at this dumb, you know, it's down there, it's media day down there at the Super Bowl, and everybody and their brother gets media credentials for that for some reason, and they come in and ask all those stupid questions, and this guy just wants to make Belichick laugh, so he tells him this stupid joke.
I'm going to throw out a joke and hope that you laugh.
What did the football coach say to the payphone?
I don't know.
I want my quarterback.
Got it.
It worked!
It worked! It did not. He went, and right. Turned and looked to the left and went, that one. Get him. Get his kids.
Get him.
No trace of his family ever.
Oh, man. That was just.
You're hilarious, sir.
That was sad.
Oh, Bill Belichick laughed. Oh, my God. You know what? That's probably the reason why the weather got so screwy this week.
All right, so every week, Tom Brady, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard this story, but we went a little deeper into it. Tom Brady calls into this Kirk and Callahan show. We've played audio of it before. It's in Boston, Sports Talk Radio, WEEI. So the other day, Tom heard them before he went on because a guy, Alex Reamer is his name. There's another guy. He's on a different show. He's on that station, but he's on a different show. Well, he insulted Tom Brady's daughter.
Right. Didn't he call her a whore or something?
No, he didn't go that far.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So Brady's got this new online show called Tom Versus Time. They're 15-minute episodes. I watched the first one. It's pretty good.
I tell you what, I know where I'm putting my money.
Yeah, right?
Time wins every time.
But no, it was pretty fascinating. You know, I mean, his training, dude, it's nuts.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane.
He's an amazing athlete.
I've never seen anything like it. But there's the scene in the very beginning of the first episode with his daughter Vivian. All right, and first off, here's the clip. The reason that Reamer has been suspended by WEEI for what he said, and here's the clip.
Brady's like in the kitchen. His kid's being an annoying little pissant.
Okay, so his kid's being an annoying little pissant. If he did, I don't know. I suppose if he just said little brat. Maybe he could have got away with that.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to. I can't judge this without hearing the context of what he's talking about.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom's on the phone with Giselle. He's talking on the phone, and his daughter is yelling at him.
Really?
You know,
like, you asshole! What the fuck are you doing on my fucking phone?
No,
like that?
No. You know, just like daddy. Oh. He's trying to talk on the phone to Giselle, so it's just rude. But she's five. She's five. She's 5 years old, you know.
Okay, yeah, she's a kid.
Okay, well, you know what?
I'll give you $1 to do that again.
Here's the thing. A kid can be an annoying little pissant. A five-year-old can be an annoying little pissant at times. Right?
Absolutely. Oh, hell yeah.
In my world, in real life, that's normal talk, and it means nothing.
It depends on the situation.
Again, it's not, you know, I mean, it's like Torg. Torg, the guy who said he wished Desmond Howard would die so he could watch College Game Day again.
Torg. Does Torg take Cork for lawful wedded wife?
Oh, can we do that as a bit?
You know what their baby would sound like? Well, you know what their little pissant would sound like? Dirty.
Wait, hold it.
I ate the cat.
Stop. We have to, okay, just put that aside because now we have to do a bit of that wedding.
Okay.
All right. No. Yeah, we have to. That has to be done. You know.
Arr. All right. Gorky piss, man. Gork, sorry.
Edna Blumpkin will be the maid of honor.
Oh,
yeah, Matt Millen will be the best man.
I don't know if she's been a maid for a long-ass time.
All right, so anyway, so Tom Brady comes on the show, his normal slot, and he's not very happy, and he's going to talk about it.
You know, I don't, I do want to say something. I mean, I don't want to get into the documentary much, but Stacey had told me that someone had made a comment about my daughter or something
like that. Yes, yeah, Tom, we were just talking about it. It was Alex Reamer, and Jerry and I talked about it Friday. It was,
boy, I got to let him know, right? It was Alex, Tom. Alex said it. It wasn't us, Tom. It was Alex. He's the one. Alex Reamer.
Right. They're pointing at him. We're faxing you his home address right now. We're gonna text you right now. We're gonna send you over where. Here, look. Here's a picture. Here's a live feed of his kids at school. Come on. Okay.
It was Alex Reamer, and you can. We Jerry and I talked about it Friday. It was a stupid thing to say. We destroyed him for saying it.
We destroyed him for saying it.
Well, I think it's I've tried to come on this show for many years with and showed you guys a lot of respect. I've always tried to come on and, you know, do a good job for you guys. So, you know, it's very disappointing when you hear that, certainly with my daughter or any child, you know, they certainly don't deserve that. So,
oh no, no, Tom, no question. Yeah, as I said, Jerry and I talked about it on Friday. Stupid thing to say. He was suspended for it. He should be. There are certain things I think you understand. As a professional athlete, you're going to be criticized for what you do or on or off the field as an individual. But for a kid to be criticized is unbelievably stupid. There's no defense for it.
Yeah. So I'll obviously evaluate whether I want to come on this show again. So I really don't have much to say this morning.
That's fine. I understand. So that's totally fine.
I will. Maybe I'll speak with you guys some other time.
Absolutely fine. We understand.
Have a good day.
All right, Tom.
Thanks.
You too.
Oh, my
Damn.
God. I love those. He's falling all over himself. Tom,
no
we agree. We couldn't agree more. You're absolutely right. Oh, and Tom Brady, you hear his tone never. He doesn't give a shit what Kirk.
Oh, he knows he's kicking the living shit out of that.
Well, he doesn't care what Kirk or Callahan are saying to him in response. He's letting them know. He doesn't even care who said it. It just came out of that radio station in Tom Brady's eyes or mind or ears, whatever. And he doesn't care. He's leaving. I don't know if I'm ever coming on your show again. That guy's not even on their show. See,
that's this the is thing. Why he's never been on our show. I bet you.
Who? Tom Brady?
Yes.
Oh,
I've sent him a lot of emails.
I bet we can get Alex Reamer on the show now.
who needs that loser?
All right. Well, let me play the clip from the show Tom versus Time. That
let me see if this guy's got a point.
All right. Now, you can't see Tom. He's on the phone trying to talk to Giselle. And you can tell he's trying to hear what she's saying because his daughter's screaming and he can't hear Giselle.
Daddy! Daddy!
Let me look at my schedule.
Daddy, I'm going to soccer!
All right, babe. Love you.
So you hung up.
Daddy!
What?
I'm going to soccer!
I'm going to watch.
So, okay, you know.
She sounds like a precious little cupcake, Tom.
Oh, she's an annoying little passant.
Oh, a passant.
Well, I say passant. Okay, now I say passant because that's evidently...
It's the French show.
That's how they say it in Boston, John, and we're going to get to that. All right. I don't know if they did that on purpose so they didn't have to quote what Reamer actually said, you know, but you're going to hear that.
if it was French, it would be Pisson.
The thing is, if he says he watched it and she was being that, I don't really think she was because she could not see him. She was standing on the stairs and he was in the kitchen and he's talking on the phone and she's having a big sleepover. She's all excited. She's going to go play soccer and then she's going to have a sleepover with her friends.
I tell you what, it sounds to me like this Reamer guy ought to be strung up by the closest light pole.
Well, you say that, but somebody else came to his defense. And honestly, I would defend Reamer because it is what it is. He didn't really, it's just one of those things. It's just normal conversation between guys.
Yeah,
know, I get it.
The main thing I get out of this is Tom Brady has no fucking sense of humor at all.
Right.
You know what? Probably that's how most interviews have to go with him anyway. Oh, I completely agree. You're absolutely right. Oh, yeah, 100%.
This is why we can't work in regular radio.
Probably one of the reasons, for sure.
So here he comes to the defense of Alex Reamer to the world, one Howard Stern.
It seems that Tom Brady goes on WEEI radio once a week, and he does some sort of broadcast with them. And that's a big get for WEEI radio.
Right.
Because Tom Brady is gone over in Boston. And so one of the hosts there, radio host, was commenting on the internet show. And he said, gee, Brady's daughter was being a real pissant or something. Whatever that means.
She's five, by the way.
She's five. She was being a real pissant on the reality show. Brady blows his stack. I got to stick up for radio, guys, because number one, you're on the air and it's not like there's a script. I've never heard this guy's radio show. I don't know if he's an ass. I don't know what else he said about Tom Brady. But for God's sakes, Tom Brady should know better. If you're going to put your young child on a TV show on the internet, you're putting her out there for comment. Now, you know, when the president of the United States, when someone would attack Chelsea Clinton, or let's say they attack
Barron or whoever,
or Barron or something, They're in the public eye, but their kid isn't. So you try to respect that. According to this, the radio host in Boston was suspended indefinitely. And if I was Tom Brady, I'd take a deep breath, I'd swallow, go see the psychiatrist, and say, hey, I overreacted. Because Tom put the kid's behavior out there. He shouldn't have. It's really Tom's fault.
Yeah, there we go. Nobody's at fault, Tom. I think he's right, though.
It's all Tom Brady's fault. I love how that happened.
I think he's right. But again, I think that the main thing I get out of this is Tom Brady is a dick.
Oh, I don't know.
Man, I don't know. I think if they said, God, what a whiny little cunt, then I'd fucking treat that. I'd give him that treatment. Little pissant? Annoying? Was she being annoying? I would say yes. I would say survey says
yes. I know. I don't know that she was she couldn't see him to know he was on the phone, I don't think. She was coming down the stairs. She was all excited about her sleepover. So I don't know that she was necessarily being that, although it was kind of funny the way he said it, but I don't think he should be suspended. I don't think any, you know, like I right. said, Brady doesn't care who said it. He's taking a break from the show. So whether they suspend him or not, you know, now if clients, you know, they're in Boston, so I'm sure, God, he probably should go get a job on the radio in Miami or in New York or in Buffalo, because now they're all going to love him and all the Patriots fans are going to hate him.
Yeah, right. Right, right. Well, I just looked up pissant. It means precocious little munchkin.
Oh, well, okay.
It means insignificant or contemptible person or thing, a worthless or contemptible, which is pretty fucking serious. All right.
So Kirk and Callahan played the audio of Howard, and then they commented, John.
Oh, my goodness. You know that's wrong.
Oh, my God. Listen to this.
One key thing in this, and there's a lot of what Stern says is true, by the way, but what he's missing is I think he thinks, he obviously didn't watch the show.
Right.
I think he thinks Brady's kid was being a brat or something.
Right.
Or being a passant. Stern's going in there with.
There it was. Or being a passant. Listen.
You know, a passant. Stern's going.
Or being
a passant.
A passant. It's what he said.
Oh, my God. What the hell is the matter with y'all's mouths up there? Is there something up there that makes their mouth not work right?
No, here's what I think happened, John. I don't think he actually heard the audio, the old guy on the show. I don't think he heard the audio. He just read what it said, and he thinks it says passant.
I think you're right. You're onto something here, Tom. We have somebody up there that's illiterate.
I'm not kidding.
Radio.
I think he thought the word was really passant.
Passant.
He's probably going, what's the big deal? I don't even know what that means. Why is it I don't know, but everybody's on board, so okay, I'm with it. That's terrible. Call her a passant.
A passant. He probably thinks it's a nut that you have in a bowl at Christmas time. Put it out on the table. Right. It's out there with almonds and walnuts.
Stern's going in there with absolutely no information. Right. Other than Alex got suspended.
Is it that hard to get informed? I mean, really, is it that hard to read up?
No.
Is it that hard to read? Is it that hard to read pissant instead of passant?
Right. Well, let's face it. I really don't know if what he said read up, that's what he means. Because you know, who the fuck knows what word he's trying to say?
No, but I think that's, you listen to that show. I mean, that's, so there's a lot of that now.
But
you
the
think,
point is,
oh my God, now he just discredited the Howard Stern. You've listened to that. There's a lot of that now. I think he's talking about us too, John.
I believe he is, Tom. I think we should take umbrage to that. I have been umbraged. I must say. I think he's nothing more than a passant. An old wrinkly one at that.
All right.
And if Tom Brady wants to come on our show, we will treat his entire family with the utmost of respect, and I will never, ever point out his wife's Adam's apple again.
Where's passant?
I won't even mention it. I will offer him something else.
But the point is that comment's good for Alex.
I guess. Gary, it's not against 1997, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the comment is not good for Alex. You want to ask Alex? You want me to give you his number? You can call him? He doesn't know that. I mean, Alex.
Oh, my God. Now they don't even understand each other. Okay. No. When the guy said the comment is good for Alex, he's talking about what Howard said. This guy thinks that he's talking about the comment that Alex made.
Right.
Yeah, he shouldn't have said that.
Which the other guy thinks he's talking about what Howard said.
What a mess. This is Boston, John. This is like one of the top dozen markets in the country.
Dude, they've drunk. They've been drinking Guinness since, what are they, a morning drive? So they got up at around, what, 4 o'clock to start preparing?
Oh. Well, that, I mean, Alex right now is pooping his pants.
What?
Are you back to my team's Redskins again?
Right, and he's not going to be on with us anymore.
His life is going to end. He's not going
to
be on this show.
Well, the show's important to him. What do you think's more important to him if he's going to be in Boston, being on the show or blogging?
Well,
for
he has to think big picture.
What does this mean in 6 months? Where is he going to be? Or in a year? How is this good for his career in a year from now? Where is he going to be?
I think he could be elsewhere if he plays his cards right. People outside of New England don't like Brady.
Well, I think he's going to have to because I think he's. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I think he's effectively dead in this market.
I mean, if he goes and buries his head in the sand, he's
it's
through.
Not like even somebody like me, who again, a lot of people hate me, but a lot of people like me. If I did this, I'd get in some trouble. Maybe even get fired, but there may be something else. Alex was not like this well-loved, beloved guy who would draw him in ratings.
He was hated.
Oh, my God.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me back up over him again. Wham!
But the ego of this guy. Oh, John. I could get away with that because I'm beloved.
That's right. I am beloved, Tom. This other guy is an asshole, and we know it.
What is this guy, Oprah?
Excuse me, an asshole.
John, do you think we're beloved? I want to be beloved. Everybody, beloved us.
Please, beloved us right now.
My God, wait, no, I could get away with lower. It. He can't because he's not beloved, but I can get away with it. Are you kidding? This guy.
I'm concentrating on being beloved.
He was hated.
He's a gay sportscaster, sports talk show host who took on Brady, and that's the way it's going to be perceived.
Alex Reamer is a gay talk show. I didn't even know he's a gay talk show host. Now the whole world knows.
Well, now I do, and it changes everything. String this motherfucker up.
Oh, I see.
I'm just kidding. You know what sucks about the world today is I just had to say I'm just kidding. God damn it.
Because somebody might not know, right?
Anybody, because somebody might have left it up after I told them all that if you think the NFL is rigged, you are an idiot!
I listened to about 5 more minutes of them because they moved on and they were being analysts. They were being analysts. Right. But I'm telling
you. He's going to retire next week.
It was horrible. I thought, I'm like listening to this going, this is all it takes to be on the radio, to do sports radio in a market like Boston. They are terrible, man. It was the most boring, brutal to listen to.
And not only that, but they could just really sit back and fake it and play, Super Bowl shows leading up to the Super Bowl from however many years ago you want. Nobody knows.
Right.
Difference.
Right.
That's it. I hope they win.
I know. Isn't that suck? We got to root for the Patriots. I hate it, but I don't. I hate the Eagles more. So,
Do you know what I hate more than anything is these people that go, well, at least it'll be in the division. Shut up, you fucking moron! What's the matter with you?
Okay, well, that's the only way I can rationalize it if it happens. Okay,
I can't. Well, I see. I can't rationalize that. I'll just have to sit there and say this is not rational, and I'm not accepting it.
Because remember, we have 13 rings in the division. The Eagles have none of them. If they get one, every division in the league has at least one team that's never won the Super Bowl. If the Eagles were to win it, the NFC East would be the only team the only division in the NFL where every team has a ring.
I don't care.
I know, neither do I.
I love the fact that the Eagles have nothing.
I don't ever.
I love that when you can open up their trophy case and go, hello. Hello.
Okay, so one more Patriots thing, and then all of you Patriots haters, because evidently the majority of this world wants the Eagles to win this Super Bowl.
They're a bunch of pissants.
I know, but Gronkowski here, he's got a public service announcement about Tide Pods.
No, 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 no. What the heck is going on, people? Use Tide Pods for washing, not eating. Do not eat.
Well, he's right. He's right about that.
He is right about that. But Jesus Christ. Why do we need Gronkowski?
And lo, I cometh, preceded by thunder, astride the divine golf cart of St. Augusta. I have come with a message about Tide Pods!
Yeah, why don't you stop these stupid kids?
What is it with all you people down there getting so upset over this? What? Honestly, you idiots see a few dumbasses eat a couple of bits of detergent on YouTube, and suddenly you need some big meathead who will catch 7 passes for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns in the Super Bowl to come on TV and tell you not to eat it. The hell is wrong with you people? This is natural selection at work, you idiots. I am working in mysterious ways. I am thinning the herd of the weak and the detergent intolerant so you can evolve. Yes, you hear that? I said it. You evolve, you maladjusted simian dopes. I honestly, I swear to God, I liked you better when you were apes throwing shit at each other. My message to humanity, let them eat Tide Pods. In fact, consider it a test of faith. The devout will consume Tide Pods. Do it and be one with me. That always gets the really stupid ones, Tom. Works like a charm. I have spoken!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, there he went.
On his amazing golden golf cart.
It's sad that anybody has to tell people not to eat Tide Pods.
You know, the thing is that everybody thinks that anytime they see one idiot do something, that all of a sudden this is a trend. Fuck, stupid idiot. There's always been morons. Always have been morons. There's always been that moron that says, hey, watch me jump off the fourth floor. There's always that fucking idiot. Now you just know who they are. That's all. Don't be afraid of them. Unless they're jumping on you.
Doug Peterson.
Doug fucking Peterson!
Right. Yeah.
Honest to God, I'm surprised. I am surprised, surprised, surprised.
We're going to the Super Bowl. We are going to the stinking Super Bowl, and that's all we need to know. We're going to pack our bags and head to Minneapolis.
He's on the bus. All right, so the stinking. He's in the stinking Super Bowl.
The stinking Super Bowl.
He's taking a look inside their trophy case. That's what, there's a little card in there that says Super Bowl 15, stinking Super Bowl. Super Bowl, whatever number that was. I'm serious. I lost count after like 40.
To Super Bowl.
Right.
Right.
We're going to the hood.
Yeah. The stinking hood, John. We're going to the stinking hood.
The frozen hood.
Uh-huh. Well, somebody who's not are the Vikings. You know, I don't know why. I don't even know what to say.
They lost. They got their ass kicked.
Right.
The Eagles earned it. It fucking makes me feel like I'm puking in my throat to say that. But congratulations, they earned it. They kicked the shit out of the Vikings. I was completely wrong about it. I thought the Vikings would go in, and they were beaten. But, you know, that's the only way you can lose these days, Tom, is to get the shit kicked out of you like that. That's the only way that anybody can ever accept losing.
Right. And the best fans are the ones that don't know they're being recorded. They're genuine.
Right.
And we've got a Vikings fan.
He's a good one.
And how many people are in here?
It's just him and his sister. He's 16. He's in that range in there.
He's very upset.
Yes, he is.
And he's going to...
Well, the first thing he does is he stands up with a pillow and tries to stomp up and down with it like some fucking five-year-old. <All right. laughs> He decides that that's not enough for his anger.
Why? Why? No! Don't hurt it! No! That biggest deal. We're going to have Garrett. Not my fault.
Okay, he just broke the glass table.
The 1980s glass top coffee table.
Right.
Right. He picks up, like, it looked like a speaker from behind the couch and smashed it right through the fucking table. And what did he say?
Garrett, are you serious?
Not my fault.
Seriously, just break the table.
It's not my fault.
That was my grandma's table.
Oh, it was her grandma's table.
I'm sure, because it...
It's not my fault. They freaking suck at everything. Interception.
Right there where he's watching. Now they throw an interception. They're already getting the crap kicked out of him. Then he sees him throw an interception. He goes, interception.
That is not okay.
She's right.
Yeah. Boy, he is an annoying little passant.
He is a passant, but Tom, he is as indicative of everybody in this fucking country anymore. It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
Garrett, you seriously can't do this. Every single time something bad happens.
Well, it's the playoffs.
Well, it's the playoffs, John. Damn it. It's not my fault. It's the playoffs.
That's right. You know, he should have thought of something constructive, Tom, like to take the TV off the wall and throw it over a balcony. I've seen that. However, I honestly believe that the, I don't know, man. Would you, if you were his wife and you've seen that video, like a fucking guy from New Orleans gets mad and throws his TV over like a four-story
right.
balcony. Right. His wife is behind him with the phone recording it. Sean, stop, 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 Sean. Why'd you do that? Well, why didn't you do something like, oh, I don't know, stop him instead of fucking videotaping? That's why I think they're fake. They're as fake as Jake Tapper.
It's not my fault they suck at everything.
Of course not. It's not his fault at all, Tom. It was an interception. That deserves a fucking speaker through the table. Grandma's table.
Okay. I want to tell you who is the most consistent performer of all time for the Bang Radio Hour.
Yeah. That ain't me.
He comes through time and time again. He is just timeless. Everything
Clockwork.
He does for this show is timeless.
Yep.
And his name is Michael Irvin.
We love him.
Oh, my gosh. We got some new Michael Irvin.
Thomas Waconi Jr., our friend, the Bears fan that's been with us forever, he sent us this, I don't know, maybe Tuesday. I love this thing.
He's on the Dan Patrick Show.
Right.
And they're going to ask him about Dez Bryant. Maybe Dallas needs to part ways with Dez Bryant.
Right.
Michael's not having it.
What do you make of Dez Bryant and his future in Dallas? Because he's not a number one anymore. And he's too expensive to be a number two, number three receiver.
You people, and I say you people in the greatest ways, not just you, Dan, but all the people in football, we get a hold of something sometimes, and we're like a dog with a bone. So right now, Dez Bryant is the bone. And listen, let me tell y'all something, man. Let that bone go. And we're like a dog with a bone. So right now, Dez Bryant is the bone. And everybody. Listen, let me tell y'all something, man. Let that bone go.
Oh, my God. Dan Patrick is laughing. His producer is laughing.
Because they listen to this show and they know that's the best thing about having him on.
I went through this a couple years ago with all these Cowboy fans when they were wondering, we didn't let DeMarco Murray go. We didn't stop. You don't find number one receivers hanging off trees like leaves. So what you going to do? Let Dez go? Who you got to replace him? You think if they could find one number one receivers, every team would have them littered. They would litter them. You don't find them this easily. And the Cowboys will be stupid
but
to
Mike,
let this boy go right now. Stupid.
Right. Yeah, just like the movie UHF.
Hey, Cooney! Hiya, George! Beginner's class today, huh?
Yeah. They're so stupid! Stupid! Stupid!
Stupid!
Stupid!
Stupid!
Stupid!
That's one of those great movies that nobody knows about, you know?
Yeah,
that?
A few of us.
Yeah, a few of us, dude. UHF is funnier than shit, man.
And we're like a dog with a bone. So right now, Dez Bryant is the bone. And everybody...
I love the little... he throws in there after the first growl. He is classic, man. I swear to God. They ought to give him 24 hours a day radio.
Oh my god.
He's the best. He's the Hall of Famer here at the Hall of Bang Radio Hour. Fuck him on the field, but from here, I love that dude. No, that's more like a dog. That's it, right there it is. That's it. It took the whole goddamn zoo until we found it. It's like those stupid gophers in the cartoons years ago. Oh, fuck, that was funny. Holy smokes.
Wow. All right. Okay, but we got to get, let's get through these real quick before we get to email. Just wanted to run down some of the Super Bowl prop bets that I like. I mean, there's a million of them now. I don't even know how people decide what to bet on with these stupid things, but some of them are pretty good. I did like, Pink is going to sing the national anthem.
Right.
And so one of the prop bets is, will she be airborne at any point during the anthem? Because she's into all that high flying acts in her show.
You think she'll kneel?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think anybody will kneel. That is a prop bet, but I don't think anybody's going to kneel.
I didn't see anybody in any of the championship games.
Nope, I didn't either. I haven't seen anybody kneel for the most part. I mean, there's been a few, but they even quit, pretty much since they had the big meeting with players and what they're going to start doing to create awareness and all that. But no is the likely 1-4 answer at 80%. Will Justin Timberlake cover a Prince song?
I hope he does Dick in a Box. I swear to God, if he does Dick in a Box, it will be the best goddamn Super Bowl show ever.
John will actually buy his new album.
I will. Justin, you hear me? You do Dick in a Box, I'm buying your album. Cash money, baby.
Oh, my God, that would be great. Okay, so I don't know why. I know what the relevance here is other than, Prince passed away and Prince did one of the best Super Bowl halftime shows ever. Oh, he's Minnesota. Yeah, okay, duh.
There you go.
All right. Number of tweets by President Trump on Sunday. The over-under is 5. Now, that's the whole day, not just during the game.
He'll have 5 before his second turd's out.
That's what I thought.
Shit, man. He's got all day Saturday to think up some shit.
All right. Let's see. The over-under on how many times wardrobe malfunction will be mentioned is 1.5. And, I love the fact that they did finally come out. Timberlake admitted that they planned the whole thing. It was not a malfunction. They meant to do it. And we all knew that. I'm just glad that they finally, he's like, fuck it. What are they going to do?
Right.
What are they going to do?
Basically, what we all learned was, Janet's tits not that all right. That good. Yeah.
All right. Will Donovan McNabb's vomiting incident from Super Bowl 39 be mentioned during the TV broadcast?
Al Michaels, I would love it. You could say he threw up all over the bowl. Look, there's some on his balls right there. Chris Collinsworth. It looks like it. He threw up on the bull.
All right. And let's see. Who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first in his speech?
I know who it better be.
Oh.
Okay. I guess so.
Teammates is 2-1.
Right.
God is 4-1. Their city.
Odds.
Their city is 5-1. The coach is 7-1. The owner is 10. And nobody ever thanks the owner first. No MVP would ever thank the owner first.
Sometimes they do. Remember when Ray Lewis did?
I don't think he thanked him. Ray Lewis has always thanked God first.
Well, yeah, but he also had to thank him afterwards. Well, yeah, thanks for getting me out.
Now, their family is 16-1, and I'm surprised. That wouldn't surprise me for somebody to say their mom or their wife or something like that. I don't know.
Sometimes. Never. But, with if Brady is up there, how many people does he have left to thank? My third-grade teacher, Mrs. Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked a few of those. Those are all right.
Yeah, not too bad.
All right.
I want the please come on.
the Donovan McNabb, where I want to vomit. Come on.
Please bring it up.
Al Michaels, give it to us.
Got
to
bring it up. All right, what do we got for email?
Let's see. We have an email here from a Mr. Tom Brady. Didn't he write us last time? He did. He wrote us last time.
Yeah.
Mr. Tom Brady. I hate to burst everyone's bubble, but the ref wasn't congratulating me on winning the AFC Championship. He was congratulating me for winning the AFC Championship for the eighth time. Damn. So, you know, everybody made all that stink about that picture of that ref laughing in that crowd of fucking Patriots, and then the video was out like a day later, and it just shows they were breaking it. He thought it was a fight. It was in the end zone. He thought there was a fight. He turned around to break up two Patriots.
Yeah, and then they told him they were messing around, and he laughed.
Yeah, so the click, oh, look, they're cheating.
Right.
Fucking
of course.
Pussies. Yeah. What happened to you goddamn people? We used to be called goddamn Americans.
It's rigged, John. It's rigged.
It's all rigged, Tom. Everything.
All right.
Can't trust any of it. Let's see. We got an email from a gentleman a couple of weeks ago by the name of Porter. Porter. Porter wanted to know what show we talked about where apparently we mimicked the raping of Tom Brady by Ray Lewis. And I'm for the life of me, I can't remember.
I don't know.
So sorry, Porter. I don't want you to think I ignored you, but I've been thinking about it, and I can't remember. If anybody can remember where we may have done something like that, please let me know what show number that was, and I will be glad to let Porter know. Let's see. That's all I got for
you. Okay.
You have a question for a character?
Yeah, we do have one. John Henry says, can he ask noted Philly fan Bill Cosby? He wants to know from Bill Cosby if he has any coaching tips for the Eagles. Also, any appearance by God as a treasure? Well, you got two treasures already this show.
You know, Tom, it always seems to me that the best way that you can assure somebody's going to perform the way you want is just put the NyQuil in the Gatorade bucket.
Jeez.
Bam, pow.
Or, of course, you can send some intern over to videotape the sidelines.
Bam, pow.
Bam, pow.
Oh, my gosh. Did you, hey, oh, by the way, did you know that the NFL, they're getting $5 million for a 30-second ad?
Really?
But they turned down a veterans group that wanted to put in they wanted something not I'm sorry it wasn't a commercial I'm sorry it was
the
program.
It said please stand.
Yeah, please stand for the national anthem in the program. And they wouldn't do it. I think they didn't want to touch anything political, anything. They just staying away from everything. They probably should use the space for an ad to ask Eagles fans not to punch horses after the game. That would be a really good thing to put in that space. But,
I don't know. The horses seem to enjoy it, Tom. They get to kick some ass. I've been doing crowd control for a long time. It's about time I got to put one of these motherfuckers under my hoof. Wham!
All right. Anyway.
All right, we got comment here on our Facebook page from Joe Sturr. Says, commentary on the Alex Smith deal, which we gave you there. How you and Tom are going to deal with the Eagles as world champs. We've already expressed the fact that we're not, and we're going to probably go find high places and threaten to jump. For your information, I think you guys are really great, and you're probably pretty swell fellas.
Well, thank you.
Well, no, he says, the Skins for 26 years and Cowboys for 22 years since last championship. Let me tell you how long it's been since yours, buddy. Oh, God damn, what is it now? Like, it's fucking almost 60 years. And it doesn't even have a Super Bowl. Anyway, good luck. All right, I got a couple of mentions on Twitter real quick before we move along, which is @BangRadioHour. Like I said, Joe over at Bandit Max has been sending me pictures of steaming piles of shit all week. Thank you very much, Joe. I like that. Our good buddy over there that has, this is a personal message to our friend that is on Twitter by the best name that I know on Twitter. His name is Ramuel L. Jackson. He's a Rams fan. And dude, you got 106 degree of fever. You go to a fucking hospital. What's the matter with you?
Yeah,
that's
really.
That's all I'm going to say. So yeah, he retweets our shit. His name's Steve. He retweets our stuff all over the place all the time. He's good, man. I like it. He's a good guy. All right. So, but yeah, you get that sick, you go to the fucking hospital. Don't be stupid. Anyway, that's all I got. Wait a minute, I got one more here. From Daniel Schell, and dude, I'm not reading that shit. Are you fucking crazy?
What's wrong?
Well, look at it.
Here, let me see. Wait.
Go ahead. It's fine. You see what I'm talking about? I'm not reading that shit. Daniel, what's the matter with you?
Oh no, we should. You know what? No, wait. Let's call Edna. That's on you. The email is for Edna Blumkin. So we're going to, I want to call Edna and we'll ask, we'll just read her the email.
All right. I'm game if you are. She's been waiting for you in that Motel 6 forever.
All right.
Hello.
Edna Blumkin, it's John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour.
Why, hello there. How are you fellas today? Oh. It's getting ready to be the Super Bowl, you know.
It is. It's right around the corner. Yeah, coming up here.
I love the Super Bowl. Really, I do. I love the Super Bowl, Tom, except this year, I've got to tell you, I'm going to root for the Eagles. I'm going to have to root for the Eagles.
All right.
I've heard that Doug Peterson's packing a hoagie. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. Bill Belichick's so boring. And this will be the seventh or eighth? God dang, I'm fucking it. I can just deal with him on against. He leans up against the wall and he says, oh, Edna, yes, you're excelling at all three phases of the hand job. And, oh, that's right, sing my balls. And, oh, I'm coming. Thank you. Goodbye. And it's just, I can't take it anymore. I hope it's somebody else.
Well, how are you going to hook up with Doug Peterson? Where are you anyway?
Well, I'm standing outside the goddamn stadium trying to get into the tunnel so I can perform my duties. This is how I've been doing it since 1966 at Super Bowl I when I gave Vince Lombardi the first official Edna Blumkin post Super Bowl ham job in the tunnel.
Jeez.
It keeps them warm. That was a cold game.
You know, some people call you a dirty old woman. You were just a dirty woman, even when you
Absolutely
were young.
Absolutely not. No, I'm just a freewheeling lady who's comfortable with my sexuality.
All right. Well, here
and yours and his and that fella over there and maybe even that guy.
Well, we got an email, Edna. Somebody wanted to ask you something. His name is Daniel Shell.
Well, that's a nice name.
Yeah, he says, Dear Edna, are you in need of a man in your life?
Not really, but okay.
Are you in need of some D?
I don't know. Is it vitamin D? I drink milk every day. It helps my bones.
Or are you in need of a good time with some bad dudes?
Well, that's why I'm hanging out here in front of the stadium, and I'm freezing my goddamn titties off. I gotta tell you, Tom, this is getting worse every year.
He says, I know that you haven't been with a man in a long time, Edna. Maybe since God's son. Christ, it's 2018, you sexy woman. I know you are a freak in the sheets while pretending to be a little old sweet lady at the nursing home.
Oh.
So how about you and me get high on those hospice meds you get and just go to town? What?
What?
Or can I get Bernard and we can show you what we can do? What do you say, Edna? Do you want to go to the west side of Cleveland with me and go to a Cavs game?
I got to tell you something, Tom. He had me almost in there, except he said this bit about Cleveland. I'm going to instruct you something there, young Mr. Shellen, the art of persuasion when it comes to the fair sex. Never, ever, 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 ever tell him you're taking him to Cleveland, for God's sakes. Oh, there's not a mattress in that goddamn city that's not full of bedbugs. I won't have it, won't do it. And besides, you tell Bernard there's a size requirement, and I'm going to have to check first.
Oh, my gosh. This show is gone. What are we doing?
It's gone.
Here? What are we doing? This is a football show.
Well, you know, that's why I'm hanging around out here in front of the stadium, Tom. I hope to get into the tunnel soon. It's fucking cold out here. I wore my smallest panties, too, and it was a mistake. I should have worn my wool bloomers.
All right. Well, best of luck, Edna, and maybe we'll hear from you next time, and you can tell us how the experience was.
My lubricant is all frozen.
Oh, good. Bye, Edna.
Bye.
John, she gets worse and worse. The older she gets, the worse she gets.
Don't egg her on, people. What's the matter with you? You know, this is somebody's great-grandmother.
All right, so you and I both took the Vikings last week.
Right.
-3.
Right. Stupid me.
So we both went on. So now John is 10 games over 500, and I'm 5 Woo. Games over 500. And I don't think I'm going to bet this week. I think I'm going to take my $500 and go home.
Really? Well, I don't even know what the line is. Tell me what the line is.
I think it's 5.5. I didn't even look because I don't care. Because I'd be wrong. I'm not picking the Eagles, and if I pick against them, they're going to win. So I'm just not going to bet.
All right. Give me 1 second here. I'll find out what the line is, and I will make the official pick for the Bang Radio Hour. You take your $500 and go home.
Hold on. Here's the thing. All right. Madden. NFL 18, the video game, has been doing this for 14 years,
And it's been right 10 out of the last 14 years, and Madden had the Patriots win 24-20.
These are the most dangerous pixels in the NFL.
Right.
Look here, Tom. He can use the juke stick and the X button at the same time.
There's people making money doing that shit now. It's the Patriots giving 4.5. I will take that.
All right.
You know what, all you people that think that the fucking Patriots got the cheating last week, here's a fact for you. Tom Brady has started something like 260 fucking games. You know how many times that he has lost when the opponent has scored 20 or less? 10. Fucking A. And it's never happened in a championship game.
Wow.
Tom Brady. You ain't going to get past the champ with 20 fucking points. There ain't no cheating involved in that, dumbasses.
Well, they score more than 20.
Who, the Jaguars? Wasn't it 24-20?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, the Eagles are very capable. I tell you what, that team last week or 2 weeks ago, man, they looked like a team that I've seen go into the Super Bowl and get their ass kicked. We've seen that happen to them a lot of times. The juggernaut heading in gets their ass kicked.
Well, maybe it'll go into overtime, freak out Donovan McNabb, and give us an exciting game. I don't know.
Pornhub has offered the city of Philadelphia free lubricant to put on their street poles because they said that Crisco is flammable. And it didn't work anyway because they all climbed it up. So Pornhub offered like something like 255-gallon drums of lubricant. Yeah, you get your football straight there, Tom, and your nightlife is gay.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Gonna enjoy the Super Bowl. Go Patriots.
Blech.
I know. It's terrible. Gotta wash my mouth out.
Terrible. This is the fourth time this has happened.
All right. Actually, all you guys that are out there, Philly fans, Henry Chance, Joe from Bandamax, Joe Sturr, Brent Ben Boyce, I want to talk to y'all. Diamond Joe, you live up there, but I don't know what goddamn team he likes. I think he likes the Buccaneers, but he wears different hats, so I don't know. All you Eagle fans that listen to this show, good luck, man. Good luck. If you win, I'll be happy for you guys. But that's all.
Oh, yeah. Everything changes if they win, man.
Kevin over in Sweden. Yeah, you know. At least he could run around outside and scream up and down. All kinds of people will go, who'd defeat you? Who'd do it? The fucking matter with him?
Everything changes if the Eagles win a ring. Oh,
Kevin.
God.
Kevin, videotape your Super Bowl party that's going to be in Swedish. Please, videotape the Swedish broadcast of the goddamn Super Bowl.
At least if the Eagles win the ring, if they do win it, then they'll understand why we kept making fun of them for thinking they did something great all the time.
It's our mountain.
Get your own mountain. That's right. What? You are, what is that? That's right. One ring. One ring. Grow up.
That's right.
All right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait, don't.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
With OneNet on Vodafone Business, you can make and receive landline calls from your mobile, meaning your office could be here. Or here. Or more likely, here.
Hello, Saunders Designs. How can I help?
Your office can be anywhere with our OneNet virtual landline. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited on OneNet terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.
With OneNet on Vodafone Business, you can make and receive landline calls from your mobile, meaning your office could be here. Or here. Or more likely, here.
Hello, Saunders Designs. How can I help?
Your office can be anywhere with our OneNet virtual landline. available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and one net terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.